right, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby, and as always, I'm joined by Eric. Today, we're diving into something that honestly shapes every part of life for people with disabilities, policy. And not just the boring, dusty kind, but the stuff that actually changes how you get on a bus, or whether you can get a job, or, you know, just live your life with a bit of dignity.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to forget how much policy is woven into the fabric of daily experience. I mean, we talk about the big stuff, the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, or CRPD, which is, what, the global gold standard for disability rights? But it's the way those big ideas get translated into local laws that really matters, isn't it?
Totally. Like, take Australia's Disability Discrimination Act. It's meant to make sure people aren't treated unfairly because of disability, but, well, sometimes the reality is a bit messier. I actually had this made in Melbourne, shout out to Jess if you're listening, who needed to get across town for work. The train station had ramps, but the buses? Not so much. We spent ages trying to figure out which routes were actually accessible, and it was just exhausting. That's the gap, right? The law says equal access, but the footpath says, good luck, mate.
That's such a good point. And it's not just Australia. In the UK, we've got the Equality Act, which, on paper, is brilliant. It covers everything from employment to education, and it's supposed to guarantee reasonable adjustments. But as we discussed in our episode on workplace rights, there's still a massive employment gap for disabled people. The law's there, but implementation is another story.
Yeah, and I think that's why the CRPD is so important. It's not just about having a law, it's about making sure those rights are real, every day. And honestly, sometimes it takes a bit of a nudge or a lot of advocacy to get there.
Absolutely. And you know, these frameworks, whether it's the CRPD, the Disability Discrimination Act, or the Equality Act, they're blueprints. But it's up to us and the people affected to make sure the house actually gets built, if you know what I mean. So let's talk about who's actually building that house. Because for ages, policy was something done to people with disabilities, not with them. And that's, well, a bit backwards, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, here's what we think you need, hope it works. But the whole nothing about us without us movement really flipped that on its head. It's not just a catchy hashtag, it's a demand for a seat at the table. And it's working. We've seen advocacy campaigns actually change laws, not just in theory, but in practice.
I remember a couple of years ago, I interviewed this advocate in London. Her name was Priya, I think. She was relentless, honestly. She pushed the local council to change their hiring practices, so now they actively recruit people with disabilities for decision-making roles. It wasn't just about ticking a box, it was about changing the culture. And you could see the difference. Policies started to reflect real needs, not just assumptions.
That's so good. And it's not just about representation for the sake of it, right? It's about making sure the people who know the barriers best are the ones designing the solutions. Otherwise, you end up with like ramps that go nowhere or accessible toilets you can't actually get into. I mean, we've all seen those, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. And I think building on what we talked about in our episode on inclusive classrooms, it's the same principle. When students, parents, and teachers with lived experience are involved, the support plans actually work. It's the same with policy. Real change happens when the right voices are in the room.
And it's not just about being in the room either. It's about being heard and having the power to say, no, that's not good enough, and actually see things change. That's the future, I reckon. All right, so we've got the blueprints and we've got the right people at the table, but how do we actually keep things moving? Like, it's one thing to pass a law or run a campaign, but how do you make sure it sticks?
Yeah, that's where awareness campaigns and data come in. If you don't know what the barriers are or how many people are affected, it's easy for things to slip through the cracks. I mean, look at the Accessible Cities Initiative. Governments, NGOs, and disability communities working together to map out what needs fixing. It's not just talk, it's action, backed by real numbers.
And it's not just about collecting data for the sake of it either. It's about using that info to push for change. Like, if you can show that only, 30% of public transport is actually accessible, it's a lot harder for officials to ignore it. Suddenly, it's not just a nice to have, it's a must do.
Exactly. But I think the big question is, how do you keep the momentum going? It's easy for things to lose steam after the initial buzz. And, you know, there's this big goal, full inclusion by 2030. But what does that actually look like? Is it just about physical access, or is it about attitudes too?
Yeah, and I reckon it's both. It's about making sure people aren't just included on paper, but actually feel like they belong. That means changing mindsets, not just laws. And honestly, it's going to take everyone, governments, communities, businesses, all of us, to get there.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, as we've seen in past episodes, real change is messy, but it's possible. It just takes persistence, collaboration, and a bit of stubborn optimism.
All right, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Label. We'll be back soon with more stories, more debates, and hopefully more progress. Eric, always a pleasure.
Likewise, Ruby. Take care, everyone, and keep pushing for change. See you next time.